Education with how things should be run in the house and how things should be handled. But great help in the house, great cook, great baker. She herself put herself through school without any help from the parents. She didn't even manage to put herself through school. I'm talking about university. He was a qualified occupational therapist, studied 4 years at university courses, but he could go by himself. Some of the time she lived at home, some of the time she lived in Bnei Brak, where she studied at the Mishlala Haredit in Bnei Brak. And start of a long saga of problems that we had in the bed of Israel. Eight. Waiting to go towards Kiryat Arba, where the terrorist crossed the road in unorthodox fashion. Stabbed one guy very seriously, this very stabbed very lightly. And the very next day, she went back with my wife, friend, and they sat at the top of the bush in that area to try and get rid of this post-trauma that she has just been through. I don't know how long they stayed there. I don't know what it is. But she was there. She said, and this is what it means, I'm trying to pass across to the world. That even though I was stabbed, I'm not letting terror run my life. Now that's a great thing for a kid in 12th grade to say that I'm going to continue living and doing what I've done up to now. And she did. And she finished 6 months later, or in the middle of the summer. And she still traveled with Champion Bar, hitchhiking to and from school. So she took a great step in life. And that's like to say, I'm going to continue the way I've been and what I've been doing up to now. You guys want to ask questions on the way? Please just put up a hand and I'll pick it up and I'll give you a chance. In between then, she did national service. She looked for me, could not go to the army, put herself through university, and then started working. She was got her driver's license. She put herself through her driver's license, and that was also not her for us. She started working in Kiryagat a year ago. This was her second year working in Kiryagat. And she was actually doing very good work there. Here again, she was doing occupational therapy at a place called Lev Menachem. I don't know if some of you have heard of it. There she helped kids progress from not being able to do anything to be able to do something better than what they were doing before. So for example, if you keep putting on your shoes, Dalia taught you how to tie your shoes. She couldn't feed herself, and Dalia taught them how to feed them. If they couldn't put covered blocks one on top of the other in a certain fashion that were the cards that were presented, then Dalia taught them how to do it. She had the neck of talking to a person on a one-to-one basis and at the same level of education that that particular person was. So these at that time when she was going to. Obviously as things got better, she increased the level of the intelligence portion of the generation. Presented things to the children. Some of the children moved on from special education to a regular kindergarten. Most of them moved on from regular kindergarten to a regular school. And that was the start of the working kindergarten. At that time, last year, she was working 3 days a week, and she still went. She brought the car to Adolf Schmidt. Generally, she had two very good tracks going that way. One leading through on a guy from Elazar to go to Kiryagat, and one guy coming from Kiryagat to Ephrat. All these people I've met along the way. During Shiva, I met everyone. Dalia, on the day of the murder, at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, she sends a text message to the guy that she usually comes back with from here again. And she says, are you coming back to the bush? And he said, no. I'm sorry, I'm being carried. I mean, I was going to. And she writes back to him and says, Nina Shamai, Takodosh Bukush, and the city of Session is silent. She writes back and says, God wants me to go by bus today. Have a nice day, Ramadan. She gets on the bus to take the bus ride back from Kiryagat to Yerushalayim. She has to go all the way into Yerushalayim. It's a bus ride that takes something about 2 hours from where it was to Yerushalayim. Another hour into Yerushalayim, but it's still taking cutting from Arcola to come to Tivoli. Something about 3 hours in, three and a half hours in bus rides that she went there. She gets a ride with somebody from she gets up with someone she shot, which is very close to the church. She has on a car. On one side says she has got, on the other side. When she was going to the Gat, she had one on the Gat side, and when she was coming to Gush, she had another position. The guy picks up, coming to Gush. There was a Gush story. He was interviewed on the radio at the time. And they have a very intelligent conversation. And they riding up to Tom to Shot to Bush and Seal. It's another 20 minutes long. She leaves his car outside of Roshut. While she was still crossing the road, she was run over. I don't know if you guys saw the security film that was put through the internet. She was run over and thrown, I imagine, from where she was standing to where she landed the first time, something in the vicinity of 10, 15, maybe 20 meters in the air. She flew through the air. She picked up enough courage, I don't know how, probably full of adrenaline at that time, to come back. To be on the sidewalks that people would see. Little did she know that the terrorists had stopped the car. She got up the car and came back after. And with multiple stabbings, and fortunate luck, and great loss of blood, there was nothing we could do. Nothing that the paramedics could do or anybody else could do. I take it upon myself to tell Daddy's story. Not only that, but I do believe that from every bad situation, there must become good. And the whole time I sat in Shiva, I prayed that this would be the last Korban that we would have in this country. I got up from Shiva on the Monday morning. Tuesday morning was the first attack in the morning. Another four people. Another people. And after getting up from Shiva, I said, on the next day, on the Tuesday morning when I heard it, I said, I'm going to go to these families and meet my cousin. If any of you, sat Shiva before? Are you least at Shiva for your parents, not for anything else? Parents are old, that's the Derech HaOlam, and maybe that's the way to do it. We just sit in Shiva for a terrorist attack. Certainly not. I got up, and I went to the house. I believe some of you were in Ramtuski's house at the time. Who is that? Ramtuski's house? I didn't go only to Raptors. I went to all four houses. and my message was the same to him. In order for you, first of all, I said to them, you don't know who I am. And maybe after we talked over here, you'll be able to know that I'm coming from where you're sitting here. I told them, thank you. I told them that my daughter was here the week before, because she's not. And that blew them completely. Absolutely blew them completely. Nobody could understand how to get up from Shiva and go to another Shiva house. And how you can transfer a message of strength just from being. At this point, I'm going to say, Achdut, or unity, in our Israel, is probably the most important thing that we can call and hope for. Because without unity, without this being together, then we are going to be waiting for a long time for Mashiach. Not only another 250 odd years to go, listen here. We have to start getting ourselves together, pulling ourselves together, that unity does trigger. Now, just to give you an example of what unity is about and support, step to your Shiva. So give that to the Shiva of the other guys. Unity of support. During Shiva was something that in situations like this has to be experienced. And I'm not wishing on it. But I can tell you from first hand that if you're going to have tzarot, then this is the best way. From the minute that to call you what who the person was. Until the end of Shiva, and then still some. There was a tzevet working in the kitchen, washing, cleaning, serving, removing the floors, the dishes, the serving food to us. Food was brought in by families. Nobody cooked it. Maybe breakfast was cooked in the house and somebody wanted to have it, or waffles, and some people wanted waffles in the morning. They brought a waffle machine. And waffle. But that just goes to show. And when it comes to tzarot, Israel, Arabim, Zebazeh. You know that expression. What Arabim, Zebazeh is to be one with the other, helping the other, putting your hands, giving help out to the other. This certainly made a super high impression of unity. There wasn't one tefillah in my house that ever had a minyan. Some of them was close to 30 to 40, maybe 50 people at the time around the minyan in the house. That's achdut. People that would you never, not always would come to shul. But they can. Because that's what it's all about. I went on. And I walked in and I said, and there were people that my house, and they saw me and they said, I'm going to tell you a story. I told my story. And can see the houses. There wasn't a house. They have the house to control in the same time and do something else. So first of all, again, this is what this is the correct thing to do. Not only an idea, this is the correct thing. But I'm coming to maybe help you get over something that not you wanted and not I wanted. Only the person. And of course, works are perfectly according to the partial. It's very simple. You cannot talk bad about anyone after they're done. They cannot be right to their own differences. Talk about good things that this person that will help you. Help you lift your spirits up, even though you send it. And that helping you lift your spirits up, your specific pain at that particular time will go down. You will not want to be followed. First, they have never done what people have done before. The experience of itself. And that is certainly helped me get back on the road to be able to start doing getting back to work properly and start doing things that are going to help the community. story of being together. Or I'm talking about. The other message that I wanted to pass on, and I would love it to be transferred to the rest of the world. I don't know if that's possible, but we can try. There is not one religion in the world that says, go out and kill for the sake of getting what I want. It does not say it in the Quran. It does not say it in Christian scriptures. It doesn't say it in Buddhism. And it doesn't say it in the Torah. Any people, any nation that says, go out and kill to get what you want for religious reasons, that is not religion. That is not religion. Every single nation in the world is the descendant of God. After the Mabul is over, there is only God. And his children. And each of the children went to different places. Some went to Syria, some went to the Far East, some went in all of Europe. At any stage, I don't remember hearing at that particular stage when I studied it, that they got to America at that stage. Or to South America, or to Australia. Anything that was on the main European, Asian, African landfall, which is more or less joined together all in one place where we can transfer from place to place, they're all filling in those spaces. From one nation, took it to them, and then took on the idea of the they all took on the second, it's not a banana. One of them is to come here. Like that, the message can be taken and transferred out to the rest of the world. That if you dream on a religious thing, then that is not religion. Get that straight. That is not religion. That is the distortion of any religion that is available in the world. Did find was good for him. I was talking about the good that I don't care. If I thought that done, we will accomplish art. She studied art at school, she studied art as smoking. Maybe I should have done your yeshiva. An accomplished artist. And after high school, she took a things out. She started doing art as paintings on the wall. She went and did professional makeup. She used to make up brides for weddings. She used to do spectrum of artistic work upon people's faces. She left that for a little bit. And she went into baking. Regular baking cakes and whatever the case may be. No, we don't like making bread and one. Never worked out right. Bread never worked out right, and any cakes that dealt with the shrine, that particular time. Rob Lucky and things like that, that didn't work out right. But she did. She did other things. Yatsara can do better than this. Yatsara can actually make sure that the equipment gets to the person that needs it. And she started implementing it. They said, we can't get there, can you bring it to us? And she would bring it. No other sleep in Yerushalayim, no other sleep in the country does that. Bianski came during Shiva. I said, I want you to take it upon yourself to make sure that what Daniel started doing over here, sending the equipment out to other people, to the people that need it. But maybe that should be the tzava to the whole her will. To the whole of Yad Sarah, that Yad Sarah should start doing what she started doing over here. And started making sure that people that can't come fetch equipment. We'll get it. And he said, we'll try. Yad Sarah will sit a lot behind the scenes sneaking all over the country. And I'm sure they're sneaking all over the world. There's something like that in the international thing, and people are looking for equipment today for a short period of time. And make a donation to charity and make sure that they don't have to lay out thousands and thousands of dollars for equipment. They can rent it on the low, as long as you give us a little bit of donation. That was done. One night she gets a call from somebody at 12 o'clock at night. Says, my husband's taken sick, can you come in sick by 2:40? Something she brings carefully up. She dropped on Tuesday. 12 o'clock at night, I went to be with the kids. So when they came back, I said, can I pay you to come? This is a situation that wasn't, this is testing. This was done. Chesed all the way through. Whatever she did, she did it with the heaven's name. With an open and happy heart. This is the girl. This is the love one. The real girl of this. That I'm Israel is losing. But these are the underneath the shop. There's a lot of stuff that you're building. But they were in the process of building, and the one had nothing to do with the other.
the Knesset has decided to call that Olam Sukkot. And that is it. Olam Sukkot. That's Chesed. The issue. But it was also the Chesed that you showed when you see on the Knesset. I was every Friday night in the world, maybe every Shabbat morning, she used to come down. The issue. Went to the Kiddushim on the way in the night mess that she was there, helping, setting up, putting up, holding up, whatever. Or do you guys have any questions I'm willing to answer? Not necessarily. You can ask. That's difficult. It's a difficult time, difficult questions. We have a very short period of time tonight. And afterwards, I really do have to be out. I have other engagements to go to. So this is the time now. We won't be able to talk about, we won't be able to stay after this.
Is there anything anybody said in Harnof that was more comforting to you? Any of the...
In one family, after saying what I said to them, they said, we can say Shabbos on Tuesday morning. This is the first practical advice, constructive advice that we've heard since Thursday morning before we talked about Wednesday, 2.5 days later. Nobody had given the advice how to handle shit. The mere fact that I gave them, that kind of a message, show that Am Yisrael is together. It is Achdut with what's going on around. That was the most important thing. That shocked them and put them into another thing to say, wow, something else we were going, where we are, where we come from, where we go. It's just deep. Two specific families, two people from two specific families came to visit me. And they, one says to me, I said, who are you? I said, you don't know. I'm asking you to do one. I know where you're coming from. My brother was still standing in tech, just like your daughter, a year and a half ago, talking to Shomon. And his father has one of the covered sins. His father, so he called him Hebrew Sheva Ki, broken vessel. Take that, transfer it to what I'm trying to transfer to you guys. That I have to be strong in order to make other people strong. That's what I took on myself to the ship. Not to break down all the time. Yes, it's good to cry, that's good for me. I can't say that they're nice that I'm crying, even now, 5 weeks later.
3 days that I just stopped working and just sit on the side and take a second to leave. And there's only one inherent feeling that doesn't have something that would be the chazek. Say one of the TV that we say every day, Shabbat and on Holy Shabbat, during the weekend. Then you should take it be Am Yisrael would take this pasuk and go back to ourselves. So maybe we do good being in the world and looking after ourselves. It says here, "Lasof nekana b'goyim v'tochechot balumim, lesor arachehem v'ziki." ונכבדיהם בחברי בשר, לעשות בהם משפט. אדם, אם לא חוק חסידה, אני לא נמכר. אני חושב את זה, this is the essence of looking out to ourselves. The other פסוקים as well that say what I'm trying to say. This is a very important. One of my daughters said, we only go, we'll be going at this particular stage because we lost the inyan of the man year in, year out. When his two children were killed in a Beit HaMikdash for bringing the Eish Zara where they were drunk or doing something that was incorrect. What is the book of the present for us? I didn't go and say why were the soldiers of the Tzadok We don't know why Dawood Rouge says after the four families in Arnof, all the terrorists attack on the on the Rakevet in Yerushalayim, where a baby of 3 months old was. The family that needed the baby that waited 10 years for a baby. Why did that same kid, 3 months old, happen to be an offspring of one of the families in Arnof that was saying Shiva on the terrorists? Just spare a up. Maybe you know it, or maybe you don't know. But the idea of to get and accept, that is the most important thing. I've accepted. I'm not saying I can't think so much. I've accepted. I've got to do well. I need to do good with this. Another question. Yeah. Speak up so everybody can hear.
Are you happy or upset the government's reaction to the terrorist attack?
Just want to say that Israel has lost the ability of the mind, the Uyghur. In other words, they haven't gone out to be and take and react to what we're doing. They've crossed over. Separate again.